Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. Greetings of peace for all of the viewers who are tuning in from all over the globe. And there are many of you who are about to attend college and it costs big money. And how do you get into college without getting into the riba, without getting into the usury, without getting into the interest-based loans? We're going to give you some tips and tricks, how to reduce the debt and how to avoid the interest. All of this and more on this week's important episode here on The Deen Show. When we come back, don't go anywhere.
This is The Deen Show. This is The Deen Show. This is The Deen Show.
This is The Deen Show.
This is The Deen Show. This is The Deen Show.
This is The Deen Show.
This is The Deen Show.
This is The Deen Show.
Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you, Faizan Saeed.
Wa alaikum aslam. Great to meet you, Eddie.
Great to meet you too. How are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, I'm doing great. Very happy to be here today.
So your organization, Continuous Charity, is that what it's called?
Yes, A Continuous Charity.
A Continuous Charity, helping people, students primarily, people who are trying to go to a higher level of education, not to fall into the interest, not to fall into the usury. Is that right?
Exactly. That's where our mission is.
Before we get into, you know, some of these tips and tricks, let's define, because some people are like, what's the big deal? We know that in Islam, the way of life that was continued to be spread through all the messengers of God, there was a code of conducts, there was moral regulations, ethical, everything, business, nothing was left out. Mm-hmm. And interest was one of those things that not only was it prohibited throughout Christianity, Judaism in earlier times, you know, many countries had outlawed it. Islam to this day continues to prohibit interest, usury, in common terms, the layman, loan sharking, we call it, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Isn't it?
Can you tell us, you know, a little bit so people can kind of get in tune with when we talk about interest, why is this something that Islam is so firmly against?
Well, that's a great question. Interest is something that ensures that the majority of the population will remain poor while a small portion of that population will remain wealthy. Imagine this scenario. A man, if you're a guy and you're poor and you want to buy a car versus another man who's wealthier and he wants to buy that same car. The wealthier person can go and just buy the car, pay the $10,000 for it, and now he owns the car. The one who is poor, though, he'll have to go and take out a loan, maybe that has interest on it, and he'll end up paying more for that exact same car than the man who is wealthy, and thus making him go further into debt. Another challenge of interest, and the reason it was forbidden by every group, is that you're making money off of money itself. Rather than selling a service or selling a product or doing some type of work, because you're rich, because you're wealthy, because you have a lot of money stashed away somewhere, you're able to then loan that out with guaranteed interest on it so that the rest of the society is paying you more to use your money, and then that makes the richer rich and then the poorer poor. This is one of the reasons not only Islam, but every single major religion out there and even countries and nations and empires forbid the use of interest or riba, because what it would do is it would polarize wealth within that society. It would ensure that those who are wealthy just because they're wealthy, and those who are poor who need the money to buy legitimate things, that they will get into further debt. And Islam, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may peace and blessings of the Almighty be upon him, he was staunch in forbidding the use of interest and riba. And it is something that even during the final sermon that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, gave to humanity, where he said that there is no better person amongst you, that a black man is no better than a white man no better than a black man. And one of the main things he emphasized is to stay away from interest, to stay away from using riba, because it will economically enslave you. Today, we're living in a country, in a world where not only individuals, but entire nations are in debt and enslaved to other people. In fact, what our organization does primarily is with student loans. And in the United States, student loans is actually higher now than the home loans that people have. It is the single largest debt in the United States. And why is it like this? It's because these lenders, they know that people need an education to go to school. They need to get a good degree. They need to be able to have a higher education. And Islam encourages getting an education. But what they do is they give these loans with high interest, knowing that this population is going to take those interest-bearing loans, and yet it'll take them months, years, decades to pay them back. In fact, I was at a convention recently with ICNA, and I met a man who was 60 years old. And he's a well-to-do person, he's very well off, and he still hasn't paid off his college loans. And now his children, and now even his grandchildren are eventually going to go into school. So it shows you the evil that interest has on a society. It enslaves an individual, it economically binds them that they have to work just to pay off a debt that they took many years ago.
Absolutely. We see that Islam, you know, one of the major misconceptions is that it's a new religion brought by Muhammad. But we know that Islam is the same way of life that was lived through all the messengers. Exactly. Jesus, Moses, Abraham, they all call people to worship the Creator, not the creation. We always like to simplify things here on the Deen Show. Adultery is forbidden, gambling, you know, alcohol, the use of drugs. All of these things that are a detriment to society. And one of them we're talking about today is interest. It's interesting that, you know, when you look at what's left today of the Bible, for instance, you see that in there, it is the call to worship the Creator, not the creation. You see, you know, Islam is actually in the Bible. Remnants of it are still there, even though it's been changed. But you see, for instance, in Leviticus, it says, do not take interest of any kind, but fear God. Also in Exodus, it clearly says, if you lend money, lend it without interest. We see Jesus, who we love, no Muslim is a Muslim unless he believes and loves Jesus, one of the mightiest messengers God ever sent. He actually had a whip, and he whipped the money changers who were peddling in the house of worship. Right. This is amazing. So this is something that we are still continuing this tradition till today because it's the pure tradition. So another example, can you take out from here? Isn't it equivalent to also, I said loan sharking, you know, right. Tony Knuckles comes and gives you $100, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? And then he says, okay, go ahead, here's $100. But after, you know, one year, you got to pay him $2,000-$3,000 back.
Exactly. And actually, this is a really good example that you came up with, is that one of the reasons that every single religion forbid the use of interest is because it is a form of oppression that exists within that society. And even in Islam, the forbidding of interest is an example of loan sharking. Because what loan sharking is that I'll give you the money you need right now in order to get even legitimate things, but you'll have to pay more back for it. And what that does is it then forces that individual that every day they don't pay it back, they get further and further and further into debt. And of course, loan sharks, just like modern day lenders, they target those people who are easy to target, which are students. And even we have a situation where students, it's almost impossible to go to college and it's almost impossible to get a higher education unless you take out an interest-bearing loan. And what that means is that entire generation of people are now enslaved to this.
Enslaved. So we're going to teach you how not to educate you so you don't get shackled by this and you enslave your whole life by being in debt. And then you're also incurring the anger of the one who created it, who wants the best for you, and he knows best. So we're going to be educating you some more here on the Deen Show. Don't go anywhere.
So, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. Say, He, Allah, is one. God is one.
The maker of mankind.
Exactly. Allah is Samad. Allah is self-sufficient. He doesn't need food or drink. He doesn't need to rest on the seventh day. Okay, I really had a problem with that even before I knew anything about Islam. God resting sounds like a weak God.
Yeah.
لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. He begets not. He doesn't have any children. Nor is he a child or born of anything or anyone. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. And there is nothing co-equal or comparable unto him at all.
Nobody.
Nothing.
Jesus, nobody. Nobody's comparable to the Creator.
Nothing.
Yeah.
And that right there was, in its essence, what I believe naturally.
Back here on the Deen Show, very important topic. Very important because today you end up getting this interest. And like you mentioned, an individual now will go to school 4 years, 6 years, 8 years, however many years, and then his whole life, her whole life, they'll be enslaved on paying off because you get a $50,000, $100,000 loan. Right. By the time you end up paying it off, you've got almost incurring $800,000, it quadruples, right? Mm-hmm. So we want to talk about more about how not to get enslaved. And the Creator is telling us now the severity of this in the Quran. So we will talk more about this, what the Creator is saying. I mentioned what we have left in the Bible of this. What is the Creator saying about interest in the Quran?
So actually what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, God Almighty, He says in the Quran is that it is very harsh, the punishment for those who give interest, write the contract for interest, or take interest. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, God Almighty, He says, He never in the Quran declares war upon anybody except for those people who engage in interest. In fact, it's described that if you engage in interest, then when you're resurrected on the Day of Judgment, that you'll be given weapons and you'll be told to go and go to war with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger. Why? Because interest is a form of economic warfare that exists within this world as well. In fact, another very strong hadith is that interest is divided into 70 categories. The least evil of all these 70 categories would be equivalent to you committing zina or doing a sexual act with your mother in front of the Kaaba, right? So the way interest is described in the Quran is something that's very, very terrible, very evil to do. And of course, the reason is because in Islam, giving a loan is something positive. Giving somebody a loan to buy something legitimate is something, a beautiful blessing. In fact, it's a form of sadaqah. And what people do is that they use what should be good, what should be as a means of getting blessing for themselves, and they add their percentage to it to make sure that that person will pay them more just because they gave them money. So loaning people money is something very legitimate, something encouraged, but loaning people with interest is something that is, of course, forbidden, something that we should all stay away from.
Now, we know that when Islam, when it was the superpower of the world, for at one point, from what is it, around 800 to 1600s, we see that there were no interest-based loans, and people were prospering. You know, there was abundance of wealth to give out. Mm-hmm. Because some people will say, well, then how can this system work? What would you say?
Well, actually, you'll find that when a system, an economic system, does not loan with interest, that economy rises. Look at America. After the economic recession happened, what did the federal government do? They lowered interest rates, right? And the big concern is they're going to increase those interest rates again. After the recession happened, you could actually go and buy a car with 0% interest. Why? What does that do? Because now people are not buying your product. You see, when you have interest, a person isn't buying anything. They're not going to your shop. They're not going, you have a martial arts studio downstairs. They're not going to these places. Their money that they make goes into paying the interest on their loan. That weakens an economy, and it actually fractures and destroys an economy. So this is why the Islamic State was able to rise. And something unique, Eddie, that many people don't know is that the Ottoman Empire, one of the last things that happened before they eventually collapsed and were taken over, is that they, for the first time, took out loans that had interest on them in order to pay to westernize their empire. So actually, one of the last acts that the Ottoman Empire did is they got into debt. For over hundreds of years, they were never in debt, and then they got into debt, and then shortly afterwards, they collapsed. There is a direct correlation, because when your empire or when your country is in debt and it's an interest-bearing debt, it means that there's a high chance you'll never be able to get out of it, and that's what creates chaos.
Yeah, we can. When we study, we see from history, when they were abiding firmly by the Quran and the Sunnah, the verbatim speech of the Creator and the example of the last and final Messenger, they were prospering, weren't they? Now you gave a great example. Now they went against this, and you see they collapsed.
Exactly.
And tell us now, I compared it, one more point, you know, the loan shark. And now these bankers, they got the loan sharks off the street, mm-hmm. but took this business over.
Right. And this is one of the saddest realities that we see, is that the difference between a loan shark and a banker is the amount of interest they charge. So a loan shark might charge 300% interest, while a banker will charge maybe 7, 8, or 10% interest. The challenge is that it's still interest. You're still having to take out a loan in order to go to college. You still have to take out a loan in order to get a house. You have to take out an interest-bearing loan to do all of these very legitimate things. And the reality is that there has to be a better way. When I can buy a house, and if there's a day that I can buy a house, I can go to school without maybe I'll take a loan, but without interest, that means I know exactly how much I took. I know that every dollar I give goes into decreasing that loan, rather than every dollar I give goes maybe into even just paying off the interest. There are some people today who, whenever they pay off their loan, they're not paying a single dollar off of their actual loan. They're only paying the interest on that loan, which means, again, they'll never get out. And this is something that, as Muslims and as people of all faiths or no faiths, we should stand against this type of economic system. We should be able to stand up and say we want another option, that we want to be able to take out these loans and but not pay interest on them. And when you have 0% interest, the economy rises. When you have 0% interest, people go out and they buy things, they'll buy services. When you have zero interest, you will actually grow.
Many people, because it seems like for a lot of people this is complicated, but when we simplify it, people are like, yes, would you rather be paying a mortgage payment or a loan that's, let's say, $2,000 a month, now you're giving back, but actually $1,700, 70% is going towards just the interest, if that, you know what I mean? So in Islam, it's like, how do you do it? If you lend the money, there's no interest. You don't go ahead and exploit the people. And didn't we see now during this financial crisis where people were losing their homes? Even if they had paid off, let's say, 60%, they still lost the home. They didn't care. It was taken away. Can you expound on this?
Right. So part of the way that home loans worked inside the United States is that the bank buys the home, or actually they give you a loan, and then you buy the home. The challenge is that until you pay off your entire mortgage, you don't really have access to the house. So when people, when the recession hit and people basically lost their jobs and they weren't able to make those monthly payments, the government threw them on the street, or the banks, they threw them on the streets. Now, that makes no sense. A person needs a place to live. The bank will get its money back, but maybe for a few months they can't pay the mortgage. So this type of thinking, this thinking of forgetting that these are human beings, and right, just looking at the numbers. This person is a number to me. How much can I loan him, and how much profit can I make off of him? When that happens psychologically within the banks or the economic institutions, collapse will happen and failures will happen.
We're going to take a break, and now you can see why Allah, the Creator, the one who loves you, He's severe in deterring you from going towards these things. That's why you will see that Islam is there to protect not only you as an individual, but the whole society as a whole. We'll be right back with more to give you some tips and tricks how to reduce getting into debt, your debt, and educate you on how to get non-interest-based loans for school. We'll be right back. Let's take that simple step that you ask your maker to guide you, that he'll guide you.
Yes, I advise this a lot for people who are searching. Put your head on the floor. In the state of prostration, like all the prophets did, and ask the Creator of the universe to show you the way, to guide you to the straight path. And someone who sincerely asks for guidance, subhanAllah, they will find it in Islam.
That's it.
Back here on the Deen Show, I'm going to start off this next section with a brother that I know. He actually went to dental school.
Okay.
His brother, Rami, is a good friend of mine. And what he did was, mashallah, he was determined to go to dental school. So what he did, he went to individuals one by one, people with money, and he got a bunch of different loans from, let's say, this doctor, this friend, this colleague, until he was able to acquire enough now money, loans without interest, and he just recently completed his degree in dentistry. Amazing. So that's one thing that, you know, from his experience we can share. What are the things? And before we get into your program, can people do some of these? You've done a video on some tips and tricks, how to reduce your debt, and then we'll get into what people can do to not get into these loans.
Right, that's a fantastic question. You know, on our website, acontinuouscharity.org, part of our mission and part of our vision is to create an online educational platform where people can go and learn on how to reduce their debt. Some basic tips if you're going to college is, number one, try your best not to live on the on-house camping. Try not to live in the dorms, as they say, because the dorms are designed in order to make profit for the actual university. Also, what you should do is try not to get a meal plan. The meal plans is basically they'll give you two meals a day or three meals a day, but they overinflate and overcharge. So that's another avenue you should try to avoid. A third thing you can try is when you go to school, try to have a part-time job while you're in school as well. Even if you work only on the weekends, even if you make a few hundred dollars a month, that's a few hundred dollars less than you'll have to pay on interest. Another thing is apply for scholarships. You'll be surprised. Many, many scholarships never get applied for. So if you're going to school, if you're going to college, apply for these scholarships. You might actually get some of these scholarships, and it might really surprise you as well. And there's a list of things that people and students can do in order to make the burden of going to college a little bit less. Another idea, depending on what you're studying, of course, is if you go to college, try going to a community college for the first 2 years and then going to normal college afterwards. Again, you have to check whether that college will accept those credits. And also some programs like medical and whatnot, they won't accept that. But for many degrees and many programs, you can do this, and it does not lessen your other degree as well. So there are just some advice that people can do.
Now, your organization, clearly there is no interest whatsoever in these loans that you guys give?
So something unique about A Continuous Charity is that we are a nonprofit. We're not a bank. So what we do is we basically, if we loan somebody $10,000, they pay us back exactly $10,000. The way we do that is we've started this very unique program. And our concept is that we work with Muslims all across the United States and we partner with their Islamic centers. The goal is that every single Islamic center, every single masjid should think, how are we going to get our kids through college without taking on interest-bearing debt and interest-bearing loan? And when they think about that, we go to these communities, we help them raise local pools of funds, and then we basically administer it. So if you're going to a masjid in Chicago and they raise $50,000, then you, because you live in Chicago, you should have access to that money. And again, when you take out a loan, you're paying it back. And the idea is that that money never goes down. So every dollar we raise with A Continuous Charity is $1 less that's going into riba. And of course, you know, the older generation, they use their loans to go to college and then they pay it back and it's available for the next generation and then the next generation and the next generation. And that's even why our name comes from. Our name is A Continuous Charity, which comes from a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ that says that when a man dies, all of his deeds stop except for three. The first is sadaqa jariyah, A Continuous Charity. The second is beneficial knowledge that helps the society after that. And the third is a righteous child that prays for him. So our idea is that every loan we give out is a sadaqa jariyah. Because we give 10,000 to this person, he pays it back immediately. That money is recycled and given to somebody else. So we're hoping to create this conversation amongst the Muslims across the United States and inshallah across the world that we should not be defeatist. You know, we are Muslims. We are the ones who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you are the best of nations. And when there's injustice in the world, that we should be the ones leading the charge against that injustice. And interest-bearing loans affects everybody, regardless of race, ethnicity. Now, I believe that Muslims, we are in a unique ability in order to challenge this in the United States. And if we're able to do that here and make a model that works, then inshallah, the entire world as well.
I think everybody, doesn't matter if you're someone who's just level-headed. It doesn't matter how much you hate Islam. Once you get to know Islam and the justice of Islam, the fairness of Islam, I think now they would even come to you to say, give us the loan, rather than, you know, yep, these guys charging us these outstanding, outlandish interest rates and that. So this is just the common sense way to go.
Right. Actually, let me give you one quick story. When we opened our account at Bank of America, we actually went and spoke with the bank manager there, and she also does investments as well. So she said, what do you guys do? And we told them that we give out the non-interest-based loan so people can go to college. And then she stopped. And this is a non-Muslim lady. She works at the bank.
Yeah.
And she looked at me and she said, can you please fix America? A non-Muslim lady who works at the bank, who works at the economic institution, realized that what we're doing is so amazing, so fundamental. And again, it's all from our one crib. Because as you mentioned, God, He loves us. And He creates an economic system, a political system, a worshiping system, in order for the human being to have peace, tranquility, and justice in their life. And a non-Muslim understands that. Muslims should understand that. And I hope that we're able to really benefit you, your community, by giving you these non-interest-based loans. And inshallah, God willing, you can invite us and we can help set this up in your community as well.
All right, we're almost out of time. You also have some scholars. One has been on the show, Sheikh Ibrahim Zidane, exactly, and some others who've looked at your operation, how it works, and they've also backed this.
Yes, so Sheikh Ibrahim Zidane and many others have looked at the way our organization works and they backed it. Because again, we're a non-profit. If we were a for-profit corporation, I don't think we could operate. But because we're a non-profit, every dollar we get, we loan it out to somebody else. We take 5% for administrative fees just to keep our office and staff running. And that's it. That's as simple as the organization works.
And now, again, how could people get a hold of you or get involved in this program now if they also want to contribute or to go ahead and get a loan from you guys?
Two main ways. First of all, if you want to partner with us, if you think this is an important program that you want to bring to your community, please contact me. Go to www.acontinuouscharity.org and then invite us to your community and help us set up the first investment program in your community. So that way people can donate in order to help your more students go to college, and you guys get our priority for that. And secondly, of course, just visit our website, acontinuouscharity.org, and all of our information is there.
Jazakallah khairan. May God Almighty the Creator rewards you. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much, Eddie. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. And there you have it, another avenue that you can pursue to go ahead and get your degree, but you can do it in a way that's not going to harm you in the future, in this life, and definitely in the next. So you see, we replaced it with something better. You can go ahead to this organization, instead of getting involved in riba and usury and interest, loan sharking, you can go ahead and do it the right way. So when we go ahead and we take something, we replace it with something better. So now you're leaving off the alcohol, we replace it with all these hundreds of juices, fruit juice, this juice, that juice. Go ahead and we're replacing the dating, fornication with marriage, the halal way, the halal style, worshiping sticks, stones, men and women, leaving all that junk off and worshiping the one that created you. Islam is just, it's for all. It's the way of life that's merciful, that's kind, it's from the Creator, the one who made you. That's right, the one you're going to return back to. And He's given you a system away. And if you follow it, you got Jannah, you got paradise at the end. If you go away from it, hellfire is there. None of us want to imagine that we'll end up there, but it's a place, it's been created. We want to avoid it. We want to end up in Jannah. So follow the way that's pleasing to your Creator before you meet your Creator. Follow us on the Facebook, Twitter, share the Deen Show, and contribute to the Deen Show so we continue delivering this message to the world. We'll see you next time. Until then, peace be unto you.